fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the 5th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show, and we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day is to get ready for spring. Yes, I know we're in the middle of winter. On one hand, on the other, if you planned on gardening activities this coming spring, now is the time to be getting your tools, your seeds, fertilizer, and so forth, getting ready for spring. We're going to have a special half hour, this first half hour this morning. We'll be talking about health, and just to give people an idea about why this is so important, we have a former scientist with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's a vaccine expert. He made the following statement recently in an interview. Dr. Gert Vandenbosch. Dr. Vandenbosch says that he expects 30 to 40% of everybody in highly vaccinated countries to be dead in a few years, as a direct consequence of the vaccination. There's going to be a lot of sick people, to say the least. Health is always important. It's going to become even more important. In that regard, we have my friend Steve Benoon with us, his wife Yana. We also have a couple of other people who are quite knowledgeable about the topic we'll be talking about, which is the health benefits of the LifeWave products. That will be Jason and Ashley. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Great to be here with you.
Good to have you with us. You sound perky and alert and bright this morning. Of course, it's already 8 o'clock on the East Coast where you are. Well, as a beginning point, your wife, Yana, she is trained as a midwife and has more knowledge about health than the average human being, doesn't she?
She absolutely does. Even when she was in college and doing her master's, although it was in a piano performance, she majored in anatomy, everything dealing with medical biology, physiology. She taught biology, and now she's studying functional medicine.
All right. Well, you became aware of the LifeWave products just only a few weeks ago. Myself, more recently, I use the LifeWave products every day. My wife is using them. We're having great success. We have several people to pick as to the benefits of the LifeWave products. Who do we want to start with?
John, repeat that last part. I didn't quite catch
that. We have
that.
Several people here waiting patiently to give their testimony. Who do we want to start with?
I tell you what, I think Ashley may be a good choice here. We can go into some of the testimony, or unless you want to go with testimonies first, we could start that. Every one of us have got amazing testimonies as far as how that goes. Yana,
before we get testimonies, we need to give people a heads up on just what these patches are and how they work, I think.
I think Ashley would be the best choice in right now. Jason was sending, we were discussing that last night, and she really understands the product very well. And being in the integrative health as an integrative health practitioner, she can really give you a good breakdown on that.
Outstanding. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Good to have you, my dear. Well, you have some expertise in the area of just what the LifeWave products are, how they work. Just give us an overview, if you would, please, my dear.
Sure. Yeah, I will, and I'll give you a little bit of background on just how I came to understand the patches. My degree is in health education, and about 12 years ago, though, I had my son and got to see the medical system up close and personal through a series of events. It led me to completely lose trust in our system, and God really opened my eyes up to a different path, and we've been pursuing holistic health for my family since then. And then in 2020, my mind was just blown at, you know, what people were doing. And people were, you know, obviously completely lost, and fear was ruling the day. And that just made me really sad that people felt so out of control of their own bodies and their own health. So I enrolled to become a health practitioner, really just out of the desire to, you know, help people. I wanted to know more and to be able to direct people in a better way. So I became an integrative health practitioner, and through that, another practitioner introduced me to LifeWave. Now, what is LifeWave? We've heard of these patches, and they are a hypoallergenic adhesive. So if you can imagine the size of a quarter, it's a round sticker that goes on your body. Inside of the patch are amino acids and some sugars and oxygen that form a lattice formation, and it's sealed inside of a covering. Now, that means nothing to anybody, so let me explain a little bit more. The great thing about it is that there's no drug or stimulant that that goes inside of your skin. There's no chemical that penetrates. And I love this idea because as a new health practitioner, it's difficult to assess what other medications people are on, what's going to be contraindicated with a certain supplement that you might recommend. But with these, there are no contraindications because there's no chemical that's going into your body. The way that it works is those structures inside of the patch reflect your body's own infrared light. There's a term in science called photobiomodulation, and you can actually look that up on PubMed. There are tons and tons of studies on photobiomodulation. Photo meaning light, bio meaning life, and then modulation means communication that creates change. So it's just a long word to describe the science behind what these patches are doing. And on the actual LifeWave patches, there are 80 clinical studies, and it is a patented product. Similar to the way that the sun shines onto our body and helps us to synthesize vitamin D, that's the way that the patches use this type of modulation, and they promote tissue repair, reduce inflammation, and can alleviate pain. So all of this sounds great, but I wanted to see, I'd heard the friend that introduced me to them and it was helping with her knee, but I wanted to see people that it was helping in my own life. So I started out, I just ordered an enrollment kit, and I sampled out several patches, between probably 7 and 10 patches, so that would be 7 to 10 days worth. that I gave to family and friends, and I had no skin in the game yet. I just wanted to hear people's honest opinions, their honest feedback on what it was doing. So I was amazed at the short-term results that came back to me. For one, the most personal to me was my dad's nerve pain that shot down from his back to his leg, down into his foot. And that nerve pain was alleviated in 2 days, and he's been wearing the patches ever since. I had another friend that's an athlete that felt like she could run further and faster. I had a friend who, since her daughter was born 10 years ago, said that she had injured her shoulder and couldn't lift it up, lift her arm over her head, and she wore the patch for a couple of days and felt like that was, I mean, she showed me, look, I can lift my shoulder up. This is strange. Someone else had a chronic cough that they felt was alleviated. Another friend was not working out anymore because of her back pain, and she texted me and was like, what in the world did you give me? This is helping my back. So these are all short-term results. Now, not everybody's can experience, you know, a change in days. And actually, the long-term results, you know, wearing them for consecutive months, is what is even more impressive. And I think that's where Jason will come in, because he has an incredible personal testimony of a long-term result. He's been in the company longer than I have, and he's seen a lot more than I have. And the testimonies that he has experienced are absolutely incredible. So I will stop there.
Okay. Well, Jason, it sounds like your turn. Good morning.
Good morning, John, and thank you for having me on. Really enjoyed hearing the Green Beret song, you know, during the interlude there. But, yes, my name is Jason Miller, and, you know, I've been in the wellness space since 2010, and I'm 53 years old. I'm a former college athlete, but at the age of 53, you can imagine you got a little more pain in the body than you want. And so I've certainly had my share of dealing with achiness. I had some serious hip pain going on. I was a soccer player, so, you know, hip pain can be common in that situation. And, you know, I have a history. My dad, I've watched my dad, you know, have a real problem with his hip. And I started feeling it to the point where I was really starting to hobble around the gym as I was trying to get my workouts in. And that's been going on for over a year and a half. And so when I saw my friend, Shannon, who will speak later, when I saw her talking about it on social media, I got in touch with her. And long story short, I mean, you know, the proof is in the patch for me. And I'm someone that I'm usually pretty stubborn when it comes to, you know, what I'm putting into my body when it comes to supplementation. And I've been in that world for a good while, but this is different. This is actually a non-transdermal patch, and it doesn't put anything into your body. But when I put it on, within 2 days, my hip pain was gone. Like, and I don't mean it was just, like, slightly alleviated. I mean it was completely gone. So when I think about the worst...
Jason, which patch did you use to help the hip pain?
Sir, I use the X39 patch.
That's right.
That is,
okay.
Yeah,
did you place it on the hip or someplace else?
You know, I put it on the back of my neck, which is actually where it's typically recommended, either the back of the neck or right under the navel, or the two typically the most popular spots or the best recommended spots.
Right.
But I have put it directly on my hip before, too. Just I can tell you that whether I put it on my hip or whether I put it on my shoulder or whether I put it on the back of my neck, it has alleviated the pain in my hip. And I had a little bit in my lower back, too, but my hip... You know, when you think about the worst, if you've got pain in your body, whatever your worst pain is, if you could imagine that that was gone in a few days. And granted, I had short-term results. Like, within 48 hours, it made me a believer. And like Ashley said, it's not always a day or two. Sometimes it's weeks. Sometimes it can even be a few months. But for me, it's worth it. If there's pain in the body and you can take care of it, it's certainly worth it. And the other thing that I'll say about...
Okay, we got a marginal signal from you, Jason. We're kind of losing you in and out. Let's move on to Yana. Good morning, Yana.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you with us. Are you in Tennessee or Florida as we speak?
I am in Tennessee. Steve is in Florida.
Oh, my. Well, so Steve's where it's warm and you're where it's cold.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you have some experience as a healthcare professional yourself. You were a midwife. How many babies have you helped deliver?
Well, John, when I finished my studies, I delivered 16 babies, and then I came to United States. And when I came over here, my degree was not good in United States. So I had no money, so but I entered college. I auditioned, and I was accepted as a pianist to study music for free, basically. So that's what I took.
Okay. Well, it's a shame that, you know, so many schools and universities in Europe have been hosting students every day for centuries, that they're not counting that towards being certified in this country. But we're not going to dwell on that.
Right.
Anyway, you are a healthcare professional. You've delivered a bunch of babies, and that's certainly one of your passions. And you've had some success with the LifeWave patches also. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, LifeWave patch has really changed the course of my life. 2 years ago, some unexpected events happened in my life that led to certain tragedy that I ended up with being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And from that point on, my health was also going worse. And I ended up with fibromyalgia and bone pain and migraine headaches 3 times a week. And it came to a point it was almost unbearable with no hope. I was on several medications for migraines, and really there was no hope for PTSD. I had about 3 different psychologists, and nothing was really helping. And then somebody was sending us patches, LifeWave patches, and
right.
He was putting it on my neck. I wasn't doing it. He was doing it religiously for me. And I started to kind of get up from bed with no pain, and I went about my day. And what I realized is that I was able to function suddenly much better, and my depression was lifting. And basically, I was amazed how am I functioning, but I still did not connect it to the patch. It wasn't me applying it. She was sticking it up there. So when I left Florida, I had to leave Florida for a few days, come to Tennessee to see my son, and I forgot my patches. It was like early on in about September. And I forgot my patches, and about 3 days later, I started to go back into my symptoms, and then it dawned on me that, wow, that was patch that she was applying that actually helped me. So I called him and I said, you have to overnight this patch to me, or you have to come here like right away, or get me these patches as soon as you can, because they were helping me so much. So since
right.
then I started to wearing them every single day. And I can tell you, John, that my fibromyalgia area, my muscle pain and bone pain is completely gone. I don't have migraine headaches at all, and I continue using them very regularly, and I continue having more and more results, as good of a result as recently. I discovered that I used to have a cyst on the bottom of my foot that I was thinking that I will have to have removed. Well, that cyst is completely gone. So
right.
I did some studies into the patch, X39 patch, and I understand how it works, that it works on our growth factors. And as we age, our stem cells do not proliferate. And after age of 60, some people don't even have them anymore. And X39 patch is designed to activate an enzyme called copper peptide. And what happened, the copper peptide is activating proliferation of those stem cells to much younger
Hold on.
States.
Hold on, Yana. When we get back, we're going to have Jason give us some updates on what happened with a stroke victim he worked with. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. We guys have a few minutes left. Jason will have better audio this time. We had some technical issues. And Jason, what's your experience working with a stroke patient, please?
Yes, sir. I have a stroke patient out in Arizona named Terry, and she had had a stroke last year and had a really bad drooping jaw that is, you know, certainly indicative of a stroke patient. And right. Within about 5 to 6 months, of using the patch, you know, you can barely even tell any longer that she has had a stroke. It really is quite incredible when I saw this. And actually, when I saw her, I wasn't aware that she had had a stroke. I saw her after the fact, so she showed me beforehand a picture of it, and it was pretty incredible.
Outstanding. Now, also, you've worked with people who had vaccine side effects. What effect has this patch had on them?
Well, yeah, I can't quite speak to everyone's results as it pertains to that. We've had several people that have lost their sense of smell and in some cases their taste over the last few years with everything that's gone on, and within a couple of weeks their smell and taste has come back. That would be the arguably one of the bigger things. But I know that we're also looking into the impact of what you had just asked. I can also say that personally, you know, my blood sugar and my A1C came down by, you know, just, you know, by using these patches, the X39 patch, within 1 month, my blood sugar had come down by 35%. And my doctor came into the room and was really blown away and asked what I was doing, because that was a pretty amazing result to see. So we're seeing it across the entire spectrum of health. We're seeing that these patches are making an enormous difference on people's lives.
Well, making difference in people's lives is what this is all about. Thank you, Jason. Let's wrap this up. We only got a few minutes here, Steve. I'm a LifeWave dealer. There's a panel at my website for people to get started in LifeWave. And people can make a huge difference in their lives if they want to, can't they, Steve?
They definitely can make a huge difference in their lives, John. And it is phenomenal what we're seeing on a daily basis. And sometimes it's short, sometimes it takes a lot longer. Took me about 3 months, but my colon is all working normal finally. So I can't stress enough that people need to go to your website. It's at the top of your website, right in the middle, lifewave.com. They can order the patches from you. If they want to become a distributor, they could do that right through your website, John, as well, and maybe earn a little bit of money to be able to pay for the product for themselves. So there's a lot that can be done. But for one thing, and that's just one of the products, John, you know, there's right. many more right. and right. they all work excellent.
Outstanding. Well, guys, we're going to make this a regular Friday morning event where we get together, get updates on what's going on with LifeWave, get updates on what's going on with people getting their lives back, and we'll help as many people as we can, won't we, Steve?
Absolutely, we will, John. And we've got a bunch of other guests that would love to be able to come on and share things with the audience here.
Okay, and we'll deal with it. Technical issues are just part of live radio, but we'll deal with those also. Steve, Yana, Jason, everybody, we're glad to have you with us. We look forward to having you all back next Friday.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Well, this is an introduction to LifeWave products. I hope you'll check them out, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll make a decision that will help you achieve your goals like I have. The X39 patch is the premier patch of the bunch. They all have their own place in people's health and well-being. And you need to do your research, look into them, and decide what's best for you. Okay, we've got the bottom of our break coming up. We'll be back with Randy Parker. We'll be talking about the Arkhaven project down there near Harrison, Arkansas. And it's a great project, an intentional Christian community. Very special place. Very special. And it's always good to get the updates of what's going on at Arkhaven. And it's wintertime down there. It's in the Ozarks, we have genuine four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. And winter has its own good points to it as well. So looking forward to hearing from Randy. And wrapping up the week here, top of the second hour, we'll have my friend, my pastor, Pastor Evan Bell. At the top of the third hour, we will have Marie Lassiter. Got to visit with Marie last night for a little bit, and she's always got new information for us in her search for the truth about what's going on with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. That's what she does, and she's doing an excellent, excellent job. Marie, by the way, in case you don't know, is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. The author of three books that are for sale at Amazon. She had some books with her last night. She was doing a book signing before she left. And a great lady, very bright. She's a scientist. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of January. We have with my friend Randy Parker. Randy is one of the men that's helpful in putting together the excellent Christian intentional community named Ark Haven down near Harrison, Arkansas. Good morning, Randy.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Doing great. Doing great.
All right.
Wonderful day in the house.
Randy, we have four genuine seasons in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, winter, spring, summer, fall. The winters aren't too bad. The summers are hot and humid. That's kind of expected. And we have a beautiful spring and fall. And right now it's the middle of winter at Ark Haven, isn't it, sir?
It is. It's no snow yet, but we know that a storm is coming.
Absolutely. Well, the leaves are off the trees, and people can see things during the winter they can't see otherwise the other three seasons, can't they?
Yes. In fact, I always tell people it's a great time to come and see land because you can see the terrain so much easier.
Absolutely. That's very true. Well, what we do down at Ark Haven is we sell lots to people after the people have been vetted, after they've made their decision that this is a community they want to be part of. The vetting process goes both ways. The prospective buyers vet Ark Haven, and Ark Haven vets the prospective buyers, don't they?
Yes, sir. Everyone does their due diligence, and they pray and make sure this is where the Father wants them to be, and it works really well.
Well, it's a project that's been around for half a century. That certainly shows some stability, to say the least. We've all seen, men my age have seen various real estate projects come and go, around for 2 or 3 years, and they're gone. But a project that's been around for half a century is phenomenal, isn't it?
It is. It's astounding. Brother Ken has kept this vision going for many years, and of course we met him in 2019 and submitted to the call of building Ark Haven.
Well, I'm glad you did. Ken kept us going all those decades. You've jumped in there and added new life and new vigor to the project. Now, we offer lots. What's the smallest lot that a person might be able to get there?
The minimum acreage is 5 acres, and people own up to whatever they'd like. We currently have our largest other landowners, 155 acres.
All right. Well, there was a book I ran across, it's been decades ago, titled 5 Acres to Freedom, I think was the title, where the author goes into how you only need 5 acres to have a complete hobby farm to provide all the food necessary for the family living on that hobby farm. 5 acres is more than enough to have a viable hobby farm, isn't it, Randy?
It is. You have enough room for the animals that you need, and also for either raised beds or hoop houses or the garden areas, but it gives you a sustainable living with 5 acres.
Well, my place is only 3 acres, and walking the perimeter is almost it's close to a mile just to walk the perimeter of my 3 acres. So it can be productive, it can be fun, and, of course, a lot of work also, can't it?
A lot of work. Everyone has their own ideal of their own homestead, but when you have other homesteaders close to you, it gives you new ideals and new ways of doing things, and always new skills to learn.
Absolutely. All age groups, we have folks buying lots that are just starting out. They may not even have children yet, looking forward to raising children, probably homeschooled. Families that already have children that are homeschooling, and then retired couples whose children are already adults moved on, don't we?
We do. There's people of all ages and all walks. We've even had, I think, 2 or 3 children on property now. So homeschooling is going on. We have people that are in their golden years, in their 70s and 80s. We also have people in their 20s.
Well, people on the East Coast and West Coast, many of them regard where we live as flyover country. I recall reading about a sheriff in Arizona who got phone calls from tourists wondering if it was safe to travel certain roads because of wild Indians. The beliefs of people on the East Coast and West Coast of our lifestyle in the Midwest are not necessarily accurate, are they?
They are not. No, it's a different way of life for sure.
Well, we have hot and cold running water. We have electricity. We even have a high-speed internet, don't we, at Ark Haven?
We do, and that's viable for people that are working from home, and there's different companies to choose from, but you know, you're out in the wilderness, but not so far that you don't have the luxuries that you would in a small town or a larger town.
There was a popular TV series back in the 60s called Green Acres, or incredibly popular, but one of the subplots of that TV show was the dumb city people being taken advantage of by unscrupulous contractors. That's not the case at Ark Haven, because you're there to make sure that we know who the unscrupulous contractors are, and we avoid them, don't we, at Ark Haven?
We do. And that was one of the growing pains of starting, is trying to get the right contractors in. You know, a lot of people will say that they have a skill, but how they handle themselves in that skill and how well they do it is a different story. So we want to make sure that all the people that represent certain skills and jobs that they're able to do it efficiently and effectively and with integrity.
Absolutely. And I found it myself in my area. A friend of mine, he hired a man who claimed to be a certified electrician. This has been about 6 or 8 years ago. About 6 months and several thousand dollars later, he found out that everything this guy did had to be redone. What we've done at Archive is make sure that doesn't happen, haven't we?
That's right. Yes, we make sure that the people that have done jobs, we go over those jobs and make sure that the owners or the neighbors that hired them are happy, and that's how we build our list.
Now, in the county, what county is Arkhaven in, sir? Refresh my memory.
Boone County.
Boone County?
Boone County.
Like Daniel Boone. Okay. Yes. Now, in Boone County, there's no building codes or building permits or inspections on one hand. On the other, the contractors you work with, they build to the same standards as if there were building codes, don't they?
They do, and that's important. You know, when we first found that there were no building restrictions in Arkhaven, we thought, well, that's a great thing. But on the other hand, when you're hiring out a job, you want to make sure that it's to code for fire purposes, for insurance purposes, and just for good work. You know, you want to make sure that what you're paying for is done correctly.
Absolutely. Because the consequences of it not being done correctly could be fatal, quite frankly, in the case of fire, obviously, are very expensive to have it redone. So I've toured Arkhaven myself, my wife and I. We intend to be back sometime in the not-too-distant future. But the homes we saw there were beautiful, they were well-built, nice to look at, and all different architectural types, weren't they?
They are, yes. We have different styles of builders that have unique homes to traditional homes, and we also have cabin builders, just about anything you can imagine.
Absolutely. Now, there's roads. Tell us how many miles of roads there are going through Arkhaven.
Currently, there's 12 miles.
12 miles of roads, and there's plans to build more roads. Is that accurate?
Mostly drives and connecting roads and just the connecting infrastructure.
Okay. And majorities, some are paved and some are gravel, but over the years, you've learned how to build and maintain gravel roads to where they're really pretty nice, aren't they?
They are. They do take a little bit of TLC and a little bit of maintenance, but for the most part, you know, we have county roads to the outside, and then the roads that we built are on the inside, and we tried to build them to where they endure most of the weather patterns.
Well, Randy, if I'm looking for a lot down there, if I want a lot that has access to the power grid, I can get that, can't I?
You can. We both have off-grid and on-grid areas, and people that service those, and so they're available any way that you choose to live.
And so we have both types of homes here. We have off-grid homes, we have on-grid homes, and we have homes that are both, don't we?
We do. In fact, everyone has their own yellow brick road that they want to take as far as their homestead is concerned, and we want to make sure that we offer both.
Well, when I had a speaking event there at Arkhaven, and it was a beautiful early fall day, and everybody brought lawn chairs spread out on the lawn. The community center wasn't quite functional yet. Tell us about the new community center and status of it, please.
Well, it's been completely erected. In fact, the neighbors are starting to meet to determine how they want the insides to look. And so by spring, I think you'll be seeing neighbors working on that, completing the inside. And hopefully by early summer, we'll be in it and using it.
Outstanding. And what all the various purposes will the community center be put to, if you know, sir?
Well, it's a plethora of things. Anything from from a meeting with praise and worship meetings and Bible studies and get-togethers, also for home school co-ops and general meetings for the neighbors, the people that own land, to activities, you name it. When people like yourself come, John, it gives us a great place to meet there and have a good time of fellowship. We also have talked and have done a couple of them of swap meets or farmer sales and just anything you can imagine. It's just a great place for not only our young people, but for everyone to get together and congregate.
During the vetting process, the Ark Haven people that are vetting possible buyers, they're making sure that we don't end up with people who simply won't fit in. That's an important thing, and everybody's on board with that, aren't they?
Yes, vetting is important for both ways. We want to make sure that people are coming with a full understanding of what to expect to the best of our abilities, and to kind of also mitigate issues that we've had in the past. We can share some of the problems that we've had, and through all that process, you're able to have discernment to who should be here and who shouldn't, for the most part.
Now, if a person wants to say they're in New York or California and they really want to be part of Ark Haven, they can work with your contractor down there to have blueprints drawn up and have the home of their choice built exactly the way they want it, down to the last detail, before they make that move, can't they?
They can. In fact, many do. They come in phases. Different people are on different time zones and time plans for their transition, but we can facilitate just about anything. The contractors that we have know how to make that happen and keep everybody feeling good.
Well, your home is a log home. It's beautiful, very quaint. On one hand, just looking at your home on the inside and outside, you could be transported back to the 1930s in time very quickly. But right next door is your off-grid power building that looks like something NASA would put together. I was quite impressed, Randy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We were very fortunate to be able to have this home, and it's very efficient. And we've never lived off-grid completely before, but it's been quite a challenge and also exciting.
Well, it's good to know that what these possibilities exist, that you have expertise down there ranging from building a beautiful and quaint log home to state-of-the-art. So everybody's needs can be met at both ends of the spectrum, can't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just whatever a person wants. If we don't have it, we'll figure out how to get it.
Well, problem solving is what your job is, among other things, isn't it, sir?
It is. It is. And it's not been an easy road, but it's been challenging, and with a lot of prayer and a lot of wisdom around us, we're able to figure things out.
Well, Ark Haven gives every appearance of being as remote as Eastern Alaska, just looking at it and driving around on one hand. On the other, this is not East Alaska. This is an area where only less than an hour drive away, you can have the beautiful restaurants and shows at Branson, shopping about 20 minutes away in Harrison. That is all the shopping that any normal human being would need, plus internet access and access to Amazon. It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It doesn't, no. To see the trucks roll up and really deliver anything that we like, you know, finding this area was just perfect because we are so close to the conveniences that people like, and it was just a perfect find to make sure that we offered both.
Well, I know a friend of mine, him and his wife are from Long Island, and they moved to a nearby community, and His wife was so distressed that she wouldn't have access to Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue, at least not without a two-hour drive. But they did have access to normal shopping that normal human beings want. And that's a good thing, that people don't have to feel like they're deprived, don't they?
That's right. Now, if you want Saks Fifth and Macy's, you might have to do that shopping online. But for the most part, any other type of stores that you want that are normal shopping stores, they're within an hour away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really peace of mind, knowing if you're from these congested areas that you have access to all the normal things. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
In the 1860s, ladies and gentlemen, the sounds you just heard could have been heard on the very premises of Arkhaven, because there were some Civil War battles there, weren't there, Randy?
In fact, some of the stories in the history that we find are very interesting. There were a lot of skirmishes. Some of the Kansas City Jayhawkers, the Missouri Travelers, and the Arkansas Bushwhackers had some skirmishes here.
We were at my John Moore Radio Show meetup last night. We were some discussion for a few minutes about Quantrill's Raiders, which were this far east also, I believe. A lot of history. Now, we've talked before. Did the Trail of Tears go anywhere near Ark Haven? Do you know, sir?
It did, but I don't know the exact path. I was at a horse farm collecting some horse manure for compost, and the gentleman there was telling us that his family actually homesteaded through the Trail of Tears in this area. But I don't know the exact path, but we find a lot of Native American and Civil War artifacts on the land.
Well, it's always interesting to know the history of any place you may live, and knowing this history took place there would be very interesting for, I'm sure, everybody, particularly interesting for homeschoolers to try to get youngsters interested in something that youngsters typically don't pay attention to, right?
That's right. Yeah. So much of our history is long forgotten that it's very cool to have it hands-on to where you can actually show the artifacts and show the places that people homesteaded and lived and
absolutely.
And fought. And it's amazing.
We think of the Civil War as being oh so long ago, but there were still Civil War veterans alive when I was 10 years old. So it doesn't seem that long ago to me. But getting back to Ark Haven, ladies and gentlemen, at my website, you'll find the Ark Haven panel. There's some beautiful photographs there. And if you like what you see, get in touch with Randy. And the process begins right then, doesn't it, Randy?
It does, yeah. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, we've been having people come this winter, and it's been wonderful.
The phone number is right there. It's 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. Who picks up that phone when it's dialed, if you know, Randy?
We have a couple of different people that anywhere from Christine to myself or Dr. Leah will all be standing by. Could be Ken up to Grove. So we kind of rotate the phones and have different people that answer them for us.
Well, that's good. That's good to know that that there you won't be getting somebody in India or China picking up the phone. It'll be somebody at Ark Haven, won't you?
There will be. Yeah, there'll be someone here on property that's an actual neighbor.
Fantastic, Randy. Thank you. We'll have you back next Friday. Okay. Thanks, Randy. We had a top of the hour break. We're back with Pastor Evan Bell.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.